It is 6:15 now on Arizona's Morning News, and earlier this month, seven people were arrested after being indicted with first-degree felony murder in the death of 16-year-old Preston Lord, who was killed at a party held the weekend before Halloween in Queen Creek. Now, the police report into Lord's death is out, and we'll bring you a few of the details into the investigation of his death that brought the Gilbert Goons gang into the spotlight. Now, last night, people in the East Valley came together to honor Preston Lord's life wearing orange while they walked Gilbert Road.
It means a lot to me because this should never happen.
Gilbert resident Susan Goff showed up to support and calls his murder shameful.
Preston is obviously was a very nice young man. You could tell by the support from the community, the way everyone is contributing to do everything.
Earlier in the day, the police report in Preston Lord's murder case was released by the Queen Creek Police Department. That report, more than 1,000 pages long, details the investigation that unfolded after that 16-year-old boy was attacked outside a Halloween party in a neighborhood on October 28th. He died 2 days later from his injuries in that beatdown. According to the report, it was a chaotic scene. Hundreds of kids. There was alcohol at that party. Police had a hard time getting to the scene because there were so many cars on both sides of the road. Queen Creek police released 911 calls, including this one from a resident that drives home how chaotic things were that night.
I've never, in the 25 years that I've been in Queen Creek, ever seen this many vehicles and this many cops, not even on Halloween. And these people are, like, going into our neighbors' driveways. They're peeling out in the quarter minus, these kids. It's not cool at all.
And there was a 911 call from one of Preston's friends talking about how he had been knocked unconscious for about 2 minutes and lifeguards were giving him CPR. Nicole Grigg, reporter with our TV partners at ABC 15.
One witness telling police that several of the suspects are a part of the Gilbert Goons and that they are all known to fight.
Yeah, that came within a day of Preston's death, with witnesses linking the Gilbert Goons, or the Goonies as they're sometimes called, to his death. That police report showed that search warrants were issued for some Snapchat posts as early as Halloween night, October 31st. Officers executed a search warrant on November 2nd at suspect Treston Billy's house looking for his Halloween costume, a gold chain, and some other potential evidence. And according to the report, an ex-girlfriend of Talon Renner told a school administrator that Talon sent a Snapchat message on the night of the attack saying, quote, "I got in a fight, a big group fight, and I accidentally killed a kid."
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.